TheLinguist.com, the power of language.
Working and learning in Japan. Sumeba Miyako. Free translation, home is where you make it, Japanese saying. Having studied Chinese, I was expected to be assigned to Beijing as assistant trade commissioner back in 1970. Instead, I refused to go. The reason was a major personality conflict with my immediate boss, the person designated to be senior trade commissioner in Beijing. I felt it would be unpleasant to work in a post like Beijing, where we would be quite isolated from the general population, if I could not get along with my superior. I promised the trade commissioner service that I would learn Japanese on my own if reassigned to Tokyo. In this way, the government would recoup some value from their investment in my language training. My superiors agreed. I consider myself lucky to have lived in Montreal, Paris, Hong Kong, Tokyo, and now Vancouver. All of these cities have personality. Montreal manages to inspire its citizens with a certain Latin élan in a harsh climate that can only be compared to Moscow amongst major world cities. Paris is a living history and art museum with culinary flair. Hong Kong is condensed exoticism on the edge of the largest and longest-running culture show in the world, China. Vancouver is a comfortable and easy to live in, cosmopolitan city surrounded by some of the most spectacular scenery of any urban environment in the world. Tokyo is different. Tokyo is a collection of villages, each different and each with its own personality. Overall, Tokyo is not a beautiful city. For the people who live there, however, and especially for most foreigners, it has a definite appeal. It is the complete city. Tokyo has everything you might be looking for in a metropolis, with the friendliness, politeness, and honesty of a small village. Tokyo was to become my home for 9 years. I want to mention just one example of the friendliness and politeness that I encountered while living in Japan. In the 1990s, long after I had moved back to Canada, I was visiting Tokyo on business. I was getting ready to take the bus out to Narita Airport to return home. I wanted to buy flowers to send to Osaka, where I had been entertained at the home of a customer. I entered a flower shop to ask if that kind of service was available. The kind lady in the shop said no, but told me that another flower shop 5 minutes away did do this. She insisted that I leave my bags with her while I went to her competitor to buy the flowers I needed. Where else but in Tokyo?